Wow! We're already at the southernmost point of the Mulvert.
Yes, right by the Fulling Mill. Now, this mill is set apart a little from the other mills, probably because it was built later. The clothmakers had it built in 1780.
Yeah, their freshly woven cloths were scoured, stretched and pressed, and as a natural result of the process, also cleaned here. Apart from that, they felted on the surface, which made them stronger and suppler.
For the walkers or fullers who carried out the fulling process with their own feet, a mill such as this one simply meant the end of their trade. Up to 40 walkers, Johannes, would lose their jobs to a mill like this one.
A typical symptom of industrialisation, I guess. And from the beginning of the 19th century, the mill was also equipped with milling gear for china, clay, and a little bit later, tobacco was also reduced here. And around the end of the 19th century, the first electricity generating unit was built in here.
And there's a turbine in here nowadays as well. Over there, on the weir of the small lake. The one here to the left on Hollegraben was dammed up around 1500 in order to flood the town moat and thus clean the town. But let's carry on a bit further and walk a short distance through the Hain. It's quite simply charming.